Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok said in a televised statement Tuesday that a failed coup attempt was planned by military and civilian operatives associated with former President Omar al-Bashir. A military official said an unspecified number of troops from the Armored Corps tried to seize military headquarters and state-run television. The official also said more than three dozen troops that included high-ranking officers have been arrested in connection with Tuesday's events. The alleged coup attempt highlighted the challenges Sudan faces as it undergoes a democratic transition more than 2 years after the military's overthrow of Bashir during mounting public opposition to his three-decade rule. The Sudanese military ousted Bashir in April of 2019. Since then, Sudan has been governed by the Sovereign Council under a precarious power-sharing agreement between military and civilian officials. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the coup attempt. He warned it could delay the country's transition to democracy. Libyan lawmakers have passed a vote of no confidence in the country's transitional government. The move will create further uncertainty for long-awaited elections scheduled for later this year. A spokesman for the legislature said 113 lawmakers attended the vote Tuesday in the eastern city of Tobruk. He said 89 voted in favor of the no-confidence option. The prime minister has said that his government will push forward with plans for election in late December. Fast food giant McDonald's said Tuesday it will phase out plastic toys from its signature Happy Meals for children by 2025. McDonald's said the process had already begun in Britain and Ireland and that all its Happy Meal toys in France were already made sustainably. In place of plastic toys, the meals may now contain toys made of cardboard for the child to assemble. McDonald's said the new standards will reduce fossil fuel-based plastic in its toys by 90%. But the fast food chain acknowledges that a large percentage of its packaging remains plastic. The company said it has set some goals to also eliminate plastic packaging by 2025.